We are up to Siman Tov Reish Nun Hey, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Nachri Shehei V'Lulav LiYisrael Michutz LaTchum. A non-Jew that brings a lulav for a Jew from outside the Tchum, Mutar Litlal Afilu Mi Shehuva B'Shvilo, even if he did it, he brought it for a specific Yid, for a specific Jew, the halachi is you're allowed to use it. Now, generally speaking, the halachi is that if a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew, if it's a malacha d'oraisa, it is also for all Jews to use it on Shabbos until after Shabbos lichtei she'yaseh. If it was made for a specific Jew, then that Jew himself is also, even if he only broke a derabbanan, but a derabbanan would be mutter for everybody else. Bringing something mi'chutz l'tchum is an issa derabbanan, unless it's yud beis mil, which is an issa d'oraisa according to many. Alpayim ama is a derabbanan, yud beis mil is a d'oraisa. So the way it should have been is that if he brought it for one Jew, it is usur for everybody if it was from outside Yud Beis Mil, and only usur for that Jew if it was from outside the Alpayim Am. With regard to the din of Bechdei Sheyelsa, so we learned in Hilchos Shabbos that with something coming mechutz l'tchum, since tchumim are not mefurish in the pasuk, they're not bechlal malach and they're not mefurish in the pasuk, their chazal were makel with regard to the din of Bechdei Sheyelsa. However, with regard to the issur of using them on Shabbos itself, it's still there. Says the Machaber, that doesn't apply when it comes to Arba Minim. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah uses a lashon of mitzvahs lav lehen es nitnu. Using it for a mitzvah is not called hanav. The truth is the Beis Yosef seems to say it slightly differently. His nusach is, the issur drabonon of being nehneh from meleches nachri on Shabbos is a gzera that you may be tempted to ask him to do that for you in the future. In the case of mitzvah, we are not choshish that you're going to go and ask him to go ahead and do something for you. Since that's an avera, you're not going to do an avera in order to be makayim a mitzvah. So lemaisa here, the halacha is that it's mutter. Now there is a technical problem, and that is that something that comes michutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to carry outside of Arba Amis unless you're in an enclosed area. So the halacha therefore is as follows. If the non-Jew brought it in the street and the city doesn't have an eruv, the halacha is that you are not allowed to move that outside of four amis. You want to be notal it, you have to go there and use it the zero. If it's inside a house, even though the city doesn't have an eruv, then you're allowed to move it around the whole house. Whereas if it was brought to a city that has an eruv around it, the whole city is considered one makam, and therefore there is no isser of carrying it around. Now, what happens if the non-Jew brought it to the streets? You have to leave it there within four amas if there's no Erev, and there's a zakein, an older person that cannot come out in the street to use it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go and bring it to him. Now, with regard to asking a non-Jew to bring it, the halachi is that if it's just the tchum of alpayim ama, the halachi is that you're allowed to ask him that is shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. Whereas outside Yud Beis Mil, since we're choshish is a daraisa, you should not ask him to do it for you. Some say that if there's really no other lulav in town, you're allowed to ask him. But everyone is moda that you're not allowed to ask him to go outside the tchum on Yontif Rishon for the sake of bringing you a lulav on Yontif Sheni. All of this is talking about where the lulav was sitting somewhere outside the tchum. What if the lulav was still attached to a tree and he had to go and cut it for you on Yom Tov? The halacha is if he did, the lulav is mukta. Something that's mechubra lekarka on Erev Yom Tov is mukta, and therefore even if you brought it, you couldn't use it. However, the halacha is that with regard to Yom Tov Sheni, something that was mitlash on Yom Tov Rishon is mutter on Yom Tov Sheni because of the manavshach. Remember, Yom Tov Sheni, the takana was midin saf sveka de yoma. So if the first day is Yom Tov, it's mutter on the second day. If the second day is Yom Tov, then on the first day it was allowed to be cut. So there we say that if it was cut on Yom Tov Rishon, it's cut on mutter on Yom Tov Sheni, unless the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos. There's a very interesting discussion here. The Mishnah Berurah brings among an Avram, who says that what happens if you know of someone in a different city outside your tchum that doesn't have a lulav. And you have a lulav, but there are other lulavim in town. So you want to send him your lulav. The shaila is, are you allowed to send it with a non-Jew? So the Magen Avraham is machalik, and he says, if a person really can't afford it, you can send it to him by way of a non-Jew. That's the halacha of shvus to shvus b'maka mitzvah. We're talking about it's alpayim ama, it's a durabon, and you're allowed to send it. What if the person was just a poshea? He had the money, he didn't bother. So like Avram says, we don't say chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha, chatei b'shvil sheyizke chavercha. We don't say, you go do amira l'nachri, so that he'll be able to be makai in the mitzvah, which he doesn't really care that much about, because he could have gotten it before. In Sharet Zion, he leaves it as a tmiha. What kind of chatei b'shvil sheyizke chavercha? The halachi is that kol Yisrael areivim zeh lazeh. He has a chiyuv of taking arba minim. It is therefore my chiyuv. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a derabanan for the sake of a mitzvah. What does his pshia take away from it? He leaves that as a kashi. He says, yesh l'chalik maybe, but he leaves it as a kashi.